There we have it, the first couple songs of Steely Dan's Aja. One of my favorite albums, for sure. I think this album is fantastic. It is widely considered one of the best produced and most well-mastered albums of all time. It's a really interesting album. There's a lot of elements of jazz incorporated into these really pop and rock songs, which I've always found interesting about Steely Dan. It's just an intriguing album. And now that it is about the halfway mark, I have to tell you that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is your host, Captain Kyle, and you are listening to Yacht Rock Odyssey. I'm going to get right back into the album. I don't want to waste your time with the captain's speech. I'm going to let you guys listen to the Dan. Oh yes, and this is a Steely Dan classic, Peg. This is once again one of the Michael McDonald backing tracks that I love to mention because they're so common in yacht rock that it is ridiculous. Listen for Michael McDonald's contribution of singing a single word in this song, Peg.
Your big debut.
Well, there we have it. Steely Dan's Aja. I think that's such a good album. It's a interesting album. I think it won multiple awards. Definitely won the Grammy, I think, or a Grammy Hall of Fame award of some sort, Rolling Stones award. I think it was the top 100, one of the top 100 albums in a Rolling Stones listing, which I don't really know how much I trust the Rolling Stones listing in general, but considering they didn't have Chicago in it for years, but that's another thing for another day. My show is about to wrap up, come to a close. I'll just talk about a little bit more Aja for a bit and then sign off, because all I have prepared today is this album, because the captain is a bit lazy today. I think what was interesting about this album was the fact that it incorporated so many session musicians. So Steely Dan is not a band. Well, it's really the two guys, Walter Becker, Donald Fagen. They really aren't a band in that there's a group of four guys or something like that playing music, like, you know, the Beatles or the Stones or something like that. It's two guys who are utter perfectionists, former jazz musicians, and they go and make pop music and are completely meticulous about every aspect of it and bring in only the best session musicians. I just think it's such an interesting way of making music. Because I don't know how well this translated to my great audience, but listening to this album wearing headphones is fantastic. It sounds so good. I've never heard, there's very few albums I think that I've listened to that are, in terms of mastering and just how pleasing to listen to in terms of how good it sounds, is than this album. I can't express that. I would suggest, if you have a good pair of headphones, to listen to this album, Steely Dan's Aja. Produced by Gary Katz, a very famous producer, had Bernard Pretty Purdy as the session drummer for multiple songs, doing his famous Purdy Shuffle on, I think it was Home at Last. It was Home at Last. You could hear the Purdy Shuffle pretty well. I think that was interesting. There's a lot of great session musicians. Every instrument is... I've listened to this album multiple times. Sometimes you can always focus on a different instrument, like the bass line and Peg, and the bass line and a couple of the other songs is out of this world. There's always so many things to listen to with Steely Dan because they're so obsessive about production that it shows through in the music, and it's... like, this album sounds like a demo for a stereo sometimes, with how well balanced it is. Gaucho is basically just a stereo demonstration at that point. The next Steely Dan album, Walter Becker and Donald Fagen refused to listen to the preceding album to this, Katie Lied, the final copy, because they didn't like how the sound quality turned out on the final cut. That just goes to show you how ridiculously obsessive these guys were about how good their music sounded. Now, I'd recommend this album to anyone who is listening right now, Steely Dan's Aja. This is your host, Captain Kyle, with Yacht Rock Odyssey, signing off. Have a great week, everyone.